You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A life of giving has eternal impact. No more in week four of The Fine Line.
Right now, we're in our series called The Fine Line. And we're on the last chapter of this series wherein pinag-uusapan natin dito about money and what is the biblical perspective and understanding about this tool called money. Because alam naman po natin, magpapasko na, and sino po excited? Come on! Ako lang po, kami lang. Alam ko, excited tayong lahat at magpapasko na, and God is generous. Hindi lang po pagpasko, I believe, every single day, God is a generous God and is willing and able to bless us with more than what we could imagine. And by that, ano po yung response natin in, if God it wants to bless us? That's why this series is for all of us. Hindi lang po ito sa mga nagtatrabaho, pero sa mga estudyante, this would be applicable as well to all of kinds of people, because the Word of God is living and active and it's also available for everyone. So, ito pong series natin, balikan lang po natin, onting recap po yung gagawin natin. Una sa lahat, yung pinag-usapan natin in the first week, greed and contentment. Sino po nandito kayo, naalala niyo pa po yan? Greed and contentment. Wherein, since it's a fine line, wherein, are you on the other side of the line or on the other? Wherein, are you for contentment or are you for greed? And I believe we are all for contentment, just as we know that we should be contented in God. Tama po? That it's God who's able to provide for us. And not just that, false hope versus true security. False hope, wherein isipin natin, there are things na akala natin, ito yung magbibigay sa atin ng totoong security sa buhay natin. Tingnan nyo po yung katabi nyo. Secure na po ba kayo dyan? Okay. Na-encourage po ba kayo? Okay. I hope hindi yan false hope. Okay. The true security means that it's God who is not changing, unchanging God is our true security in everything that we have. So it's not going to be about wealth, but it's always going to be about God who is unchanging. And last week, pinag-usapan naman po natin selfishness versus generosity. Tingnan niyo po yung katabi mo. Mukha po bang generous yan? Okay, tamang-tama po. After ng service na to, merienda tayo, no? So, dali niyo na po mamaya sa labas. Okay, pasama na kayo. And by that, we talked about that God is our source. And since God is our source, we can be generous at all times. Because yes, resources are very limited. Nauubos po yung pere. Nauubos po yung lahat ng material belongings natin. But God Himself, the source of everything that we have, is unlimited. All the riches and the things in this world and of heavens are sa Kanya po yun. Tama? Do you believe that? That's why God is a generous God, that we can also be channels of His blessing because He will bless us. And right now, we'll be talking about temporal versus eternal. The fine line between temporary things and eternal things that belongs to God. And let me invite you all of you right now to stand up and let's read all together the word in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19. Just one verse that we'll be talking about for the whole time as we study God's word. And let's read this all together. Thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold. Sabihin niyo po, take hold. Take hold of that which is truly life. Can we all bow down right now? And let's start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your word. And we pray, God, that may you open our hearts and minds to receive from you. That even in this last part of the series, that we would truly know, Lord, ano yung eternal and saan kami dapat mag-focus. Not on the temporary things, but on the eternal things that and the eternal God, which is who you are. We pray, God, that you open our hearts and minds as we listen to your word and hear from you, God, na hindi kami lalabas dito na ganun pa rin yung paniniwala namin. But Lord, lalabas kami dito knowing that you are the one true eternal God that we serve and you are a generous God. And by that, we can also be generous because we are just channels. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sige po, makikipo na po kayo. Let me just share a story ng isang person na he's a father, a businessman, a very wealthy man, and then it came to a point, nandun just sa deathbed niya. When he was on his deathbed, he was finding his family, hinahanap niya isa-isa, honey, yung asama niya, yung kasama niya, asan yung panganay natin, si Junjun? Okay, lapit. Andito siya. Dad, andito po ako. Asan yung sunod? Si ate? Asan si, kunyari, ano pangalan niya? Tay? Nasan si Tay? Walang maisip eh, no? Andito po siya. Dad, andito po ako. Asan si Junior, yung aking bunso? Dad, andito po. Sino bantay sa tindahan? Ba't kayo lahat andito, okay? Yung pa ba yung iniisip niya? When you're on your deathbed, yung pa nga ba yung iniisip natin? Yung possessions na meron tayo are really the family that matters to us. Or are these things that we have earned, that businessman have earned, yun ba yung truly nagmamatter sa kanya or nagmamatter sa atin? I believe God will truly bless us and desires to bless us with material things, but these are but just tools. But sometimes in our lives, katulad nung businessman na yun, mas importante pa sa kanya, mamamatay na lang siya, ang iniisip niya pa, yung tindahan nila, walang bantay. Okay, may ganun po ba kayong kakilala? Yung pagka hindi tiwala sa bantay ng tindahan, baka kupitan ng candy or yung palaman ng Oreo, iniiwan yung biskwit. I hope that we're not that kind of people. But you know what? Let me just share with you a news. I hope, alam niyo po ito, nangyari the last time, yung nangyaring Black Friday sale. Alam niyo po ba yan? Sino nandun? Yes, yaman. Okay. Nag-shopping sa States. And by that, instead na Thanksgiving po yung nangyari, ang nangyari agawan. Thanksgiving ng sikuhan. Nung nasiko siya, uy, thank you sa siko, okay? And naguunahan sila because it was such a sale na itong LED TV na to, pinag-aagawa na, madaming natapakan, and madaming nasaktan. Just because of things na sobrang mura, ngayon, makikipag-agawan sila, makikipagpatayan para lang makuha ko yung TV'ng murang-mura na yan. Instead na Thanksgiving yung nangyari sa kanila, instead of that, it's actually Mortal Kombat, okay? Naglaban-laban sila para makakuha ng mga gamit para sa sarili nila. Gamit na murang-mura that they truly value it. And they don't realize that na may natatapakan ng ibang tao para lang makuha nila yung mga gamit na gustong-gusto nila. I have a friend, nasa state siya, nagpapabili kami sa kanya, uy, Black Friday sale dyan, pabili naman kami. Bilan mo naman kami para pagbalik mo dito. May padala ka sa amin, okay? And ayaw niya, kasi alam niya sikuhan dun. And alam niya siksikan dun, alam niya riot dun pag nagkakaroon ng shopping on a Black Friday sale. Because people are on the lookout of things that's of good value and yet very temporary. Is that the kind of heart and attitude that we have as we continually acquire things that we have in life? Are we looking on the temporary or the temporal or on the eternal? Are we on the lookout of things that are transient, ibig sabihin, saglit lang, or everlasting? It has a value from today and forevermore. Do we truly see that? Or do we have a value for fleeting things? Ano po yung fleeting? Nawawala. Dumadaan lang yan, tapos mawawala na. Parang 13th month pay lang po yan, di ba? Sino na po naka-receive? Oh, okay, saya-saya nila, no? Nakangiti na. Tapos pagpasok, wow, 13th month pay. Goodbye, 13th month pay, okay? Fleeting po yun, dumadaan lang, pumapasada lang. Are we truly seeing the things that's forever? Naniniwala po ba kayo na may forever? Sa mga bagay dito sa mundo, walang forever. But are we just truly seeking the things that are just passing, katulad ng fleeting, or the permanent things that are of this world and of heaven? That's what we're gonna talk about. And if even there's a saying, or kung narinig nyo na to, you're too heavenly minded that you're not earthly good. Alam niyo po ba yan? Narinig niyo na po ba yan? Okay, wala pa, no? Ako rin po eh. Kasi sa Tagalog niyan, masyado ka namang religyoso, kaya ka walang pere. Masyado ka namang nagpapa-church-church, Sunday after Sunday, kaya tingnan mo yung buhay mo, di ba? Wala kang pang Noche Buena. Noche Buena mo, spaghetti na naman, Jollibee pa. It may not be on a sense na ganyan ka-English at ka-nosebleed nung narinig ninyo, pero narinig nyo na po ba yun? Masyado ka kasing serve-serve sa God mo na yan. Masyado ka kasing mabait, tights ka ng tights. Masyado ka kasing mabait, bigay ka ng bigay sa mga mahihirap. Tingnan mo yung buhay mo, mahirap ka din. Is that truly the life that God has for us when we give to others? I believe that's not. And even as said in the verses, in the verse that we read a while ago, kung babalikan natin yung verse na pinanggalingan noon, in verse 17, kung maalala niyo po ito, we started to look at this noong week 2. in the true security. And bago natin tignan yung verse 19, kailangan mo natin tignan yung verse 17, balikan natin yan at verse 18 na pinag-unsapan natin last week. Sabi dito, as for the rich, sino po dito rich? You are already rich in God. So Lord, yung hindi po nagtaas, kita mo sila. Okay, hindi, joke lang po. Okay. But I believe every one of us are rich in this present age. Charge them not to be haughty nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Uncertainty of riches. Hindi daw sigurado lahat ng kayamanan sa mundo. But on God. Put their hope on God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Grabe yung bait ni Lord, no? Tama? And they are to do good. Tingnan nyo nga po yung katabi niya. Mukha bang mabait yan? Grabe, mabait po talaga yung pagtulog, no? And to be rich in good works. Mabait na mabait. And to be generous. Talaga po bang generous yung katabi nyo? Okay, kaya nga po mamaya, advice ko sa inyo, may KFC'ng malapit dyan, dalhin nyo po siya, invite nyo lang po siya, kayo na mismo yung mag-invite sa kanya, no? And ready to share. Grabe, these are the people that are charged by God to be a channel of blessing in Ephesus. Because in Ephesus, at that in their time, I believe it was shared 2 weeks ago, or for the past weeks na pinag-uusapan natin ito, in Ephesus, that was a wealthy city. Sobrang yaman ng city na to, wherein ito yung center of trade. Bago makapunta yung ibang export, papunta sa mga exporta nila, kailangan nilang dumaan sa Ephesus. Napakayaman ng city nila. And then, in their time, in the church probably, maraming mayayaman sa kanila. It's wealthy in a sense na may kaya talaga sa buhay. But Paul is charging them and was telling Timothy na this is your charge to them, that they should not be arrogant because of their wealth. Instead, they do it out of the generous heart and they are ready to share so that God would be honored and they would be a blessing to many people. And I believe that's the will of God for all of us also, that as He blesses us, He wants us to be a blessing to others as well. That's why we talked about generosity, and that's the side wherein dapat nandun tayo, not on selfishness. And now that we know this, we go now to verse 19, yung binasa natin. Thus storing up treasure from themselves. And thus storing up treasure from themselves. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, when they store up treasure from themselves, what God wants to say is that there is an eternal effect to the lives of the people that they share to, and to themselves also. May eternal effect pala yon. That whenever you give to God, whenever you give to people, there are opportunities that you help other people when you become generous to other people, not grudgingly. Alam niyo po ba yung selfish generosity na tinatawag? Wherein in a selfish generosity, ang sinasabi natin dyan is, what's in it for me? Narinig niyo na po ba yon? Pag nagbigay ako, ano bang meron sa akin dyan? And by that, you know what? It's not the kind of generosity God wants for all of us. But what God wants for all of us is that we become generous because we know that it has an eternal effect for us and to God. Paano nangyayari yun? As we go back to this one, it says that this, as paraphrase, our generous giving has value in eternity. Ibig sabihin, tuwing nagbibigay kayo kay God, tuwing na-honor nyo si God, whenever you give here on church or on other people, pag nasa labas kayo, whenever you participate on charities, whenever you participate on church events wherein nakaka-bless tayo, or even personally, kayo, nag-bless kayo, it has a value in eternity when it's in God. Because sabi nga ng isang prestihiyosong si General Maximus, kasama po siya sa Gladiator. Sino po nakapanood nun? Gladiator. General Maximus, yung bida doon, he said that what we do in life echoes in eternity. Yes, it's just but a movie, but you know what? Biblically, it's correct. What we do here in life echoes in eternity. Eternity is affected. Why does that happen? At paano nangyayari yun? Because let me just share with you in Philippians 4:17, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. That whenever you give, sabi ni Paul sa Philippians, Philippi was a church na sinusuportahan siya. Since Paul was a missionary, so pupunta siya kung saan sang lugar, and he preaches the gospel, disciples many people, and then there are people sending him out financially, and that was the church of Philippi. And now, nung sinasabi ni Paul to, not that I seek the gift, hindi dahil gusto ko pang makagain ng maraming partnership nyo or suporta ninyo, but Isaac, dahil sa ginagawa ninyo, there will be fruit in what you do and whenever you give. There is actually fruit whenever you give to God. There's a fruit that lasts eternity, that lasts to eternity. And when you give, I hope that it's not just about selfish generosity na pag nagbigay ako, Lord, alam mo na, di ba, tipong may envelope tayo. Lord, you see my 100 pesos, dinadunk mo pa sa offering box natin, pinapakita mo sa lahat, no? Okay, kita niyo po, ha? Lord, balik mo sa akin yan, ha? Not by that kind of giving, but it's a cheerful giving that you just wanted to honor God. And you know what? It's the promise of God that He is about to increase the fruitfulness in your life. It's a promise of God. Sabi pa nga po sa isang version yan, it's an account. God gives an account to what you do, to what you give. Ibig sabihin, parang sa heaven, may mga bank account tayo. Saya, no? Kung dito sa bank account, feeling natin, kakabigay mo, Lord, naubos na. Pero when you are a cheerful giver, you think of eternity that when I give, Lord, this will affect eternity, this will honor you. Whether you believe it or not, pagdating nyo ng heaven o pagkasama nyo na si Lord, wag naman po sana ngayon, okay? Or after ng service, or napapanaginipan nyo si Lord ngayon sa himbing na tulog ninyo, I hope that whenever you give, you will be secured that God has already given you an account because that is His promise. Di pa man natin nakikita ngayon na may binibigay si God, pero alam niyo po, God has promised that it would be given credit to you also. Whatever you give, you are storing up in Him. And it's not about a giving that is just parang lumipas lang. Pero every time you give, whether in secret, sabi nga po sa Bible, God actually sees it. Let me just give you an example. Are you familiar with this picture? Yung nasa kaliwa po ninyo, ito, this is the Dead Sea. Compared to the river. I don't know what river this is. I just got a picture of a river. Pero alam natin, in Dead Sea, sino po nakapunta na sa Dead Sea? Meron na po ba? Wow, okay. Natry nyo na po ba mag-swimming? Lumutang po kayo, tama? And nabasa ko lang po yun eh. Lumutang siya. Why? Because it's dead. Okay. Walang nabubuhay na animals yan. Walang nabubuhay na fish. And sobrang alat ng sine yan. Kaya kung makikita nyo, parang may kalat lang, no? When we compare that to the river has life. Tama? And even in the picture, it's obvious, madaming puno, at may makakapag-isda ka. It actually has life. Because in the Dead Sea, the difference is that lahat ng pumapasok sa tubig ng Dead Sea, walang outlet. Walang outlet. Kaya po dead. Kasi walang kinalalabasan. At yun yung dead end. Diyan po sa Dead Sea, walang outlet. And pag pumasok ang tubig dyan, lahat naiipon lang. And even yung mga isda, lahat namamatay. But in a river, it's healthy because it's flowing. It's free flowing. And the river becomes a blessing, not just to the trees, but also to the fishes. And by that, makikita natin that, are you a dead sea? Kung lahat lang pasok sa'yo, ang alat ng buhay. Pag nakikita ka ng mga tao, ayan na naman yung madamot. Ayan na naman yung, huwag nyo naasahan yan, hindi aambag yan. Sa Christmas party, nako, picture frame na naman ibibigay niyan. But whenever you give generously according to God, you become a blessed river as well. A river that gives life to others. You become a blessing to other people. Just like the river becomes a blessing to the fishes and to the trees beside it. Just as you give, you know what? It has eternal value. Malay niyo po yung na-sharean niyo. Because ang bait-bait nyo, kada luluto kayo ng ulam, yung kapitbahay nyo na pagkasungit-sungit, nilalagyan ng basura, yung tapat ng bahay nyo, pero binibigyan nyo pa rin ng ulam dahil sabi lang ni Lord, mahalin mo yan, bigyan mo ng ulam yan, okay? Sopa, sinigang, kahit hotdog, binigay mo na. Okay? Sobrang blessing mo lang, makikita niya pa, bakit ang bait-bait nito? And that has value kasi makikita niya, Christian pala yan. Follower pala ni God yan. Kaya palang bait-bait niya. I don't know in what sense o paano kanila makikilala, pero by that, you will be a blessing and it has effect on other people. But most importantly, this is what happens eternally. Matthew 25:39-40. When did we see you sick or in prison or go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the one of least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. And this is just, and this is a picture of God saying, and Jesus saying to the people, to his disciples, whatever you do to other people, you also do it to God. And by that, the most important part of that, when you give with a cheerful heart, is that you honor God. That's the eternal effect. That's very important. Yes, it's storing up value and fruits in your account. Ibig sabihin, pagdating mong heaven, okay, meron ka kayang mapupuntahan doon. Lord, asa na yung account ko? Sabi niya, ay, wala ka namang binigay. Okay? But you know what? Whenever you give, the most important part of that is when we give to others, we also do it to God. Therefore, we honor God. I like how the church has made it simple for us to remember always what God's will for us is to honor God and make disciples. And by giving, being a channel of blessing, the eternal effect of that is not just for you, because you are given an account of what you give. It's not just for the others that would probably be saved dahil sa kabaitan mo, pero it's also the most important, the eternal effect of that is God is honored. Do you believe that? And next, also, we go back to the verse and we talk about a good foundation for the future. Not just an eternal effect, but it's actually an eternal investment. Ano yung pinag-usapan natin when it's eternal investment? We go back to the verse and see that a good foundation for the future, meaning our good works and generosity, katulad yung mga verses before that na pinag-usapan natin kanina, our good works and generosity is an investment that will last forever. Whenever we give to God and we give to others, it's a generosity, our generosity and good works is an investment that will last to eternity. Talking about a good foundation, let me show you this picture. And before these high buildings are being built, tama po ba that there was a digging that happened? Tama po? Before the building is built, a high building is built, there's digging that happens. And by digging, you are laying foundations. Ganun din yung pinag-uusapan doon po sa verse na binasa natin. You are digging foundations so that in one time or another, you've been giving and giving and giving. And when you invest and when you share, that's a very solid investment. Because generosity and willingness to share is a very solid investment. It's actually true that as Filipinos, mahilig tayo mag-save ng money. Tama? And hindi lang yon, we actually invest in stock market, mutual funds. Tama po? Trust funds, we invest on that. And the church is saying, hindi masama yun. Actually, maganda po yung para sa future natin here in our life on earth. But if only that, hanggang dun lang, saan mapupunta yun after we die? It's actually good that we invest and save for our future. There's one story actually wherein may isa pong mayaman na naman, okay, mayaman na naman pinag-usapan natin. And then, mamamatay na siya, sabi niya sa asawa niya, pag ako namatay, mamatay na ako, di ba? Pag mamatay ako, gusto ko lahat ng yaman ko, isama mo sa libingan ko. Ganun siya ka-attached sa kayamanan niya. So, nung nilibing siya, ayun, nilagay nga, chineke po. Okay, cheque. Kasama niyang nilibing yung cheque. Okay? And by that, it was just, joke po yun, okay? Mamaya po, marirealize nyo din yun. Mamaya, dumadaan po yung pag-ganyan eh. O kaya pag-uwi nyo, ha, joke pala yun, okay? But by that, he was actually holding on only to what he has earned in this life, in the life on earth. Lahat ng yaman niya. If our only goal is that trabaho, 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 para magkaroon ako ng para sa akin at sa pamilya ko, trabaho, 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 ipon, 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 invest, 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 para magkaroon ako sa pamilya ko, I want to be part of your family. Okay, kasi ang dami mo nang naipon. But that's not the case. What we're talking about here is that all of these things are temporary. Lahat ng iniipon natin, lahat ng mai-invest natin are all just but temporary when it's all inside of the packet. This is a new principle to us na makikita natin. Ano? Maglalabas ako ng pera? Magbibigay ako sa iba? Magsishare ako? Tapos investment yung para sa buhay ko? That's what the Bible says. A good and firm foundation. Tama po, pag nagbumagawa ng foundation, laying foundations, digging and digging and digging, it's hard. Tama po ba? Natry nyo na po ba maghukay? Kung minsan? Natry ko na maghukay. Mahirap, pinagpawisan ako. And sometimes, pag nagbibigay tayo, parang paghukayan, ang hirap. Di ba pag nagbibigay ka, minsan sumasakit yung dito mo, tama? O kaya yung dito, oh, sakit. Hindi, okay lang. Bakit? Masakit yung bulsa ko. Okay? Minsan, ganun yung pagbibigay natin. Pero alam nyo, in that time that you gave, even if it hurts you, or even if it made an impact to you, or to your account, but you gave it willingly, and generously, and joyfully, so that you would honor God, you know what? You are bringing a solid investment in your life. It's a solid investment. Paano nangyari yon? Wherein when we give to God, He is honored, and not only that, when we always give to others, but it's in an act of honoring God, it's us saying, "Na Lord, this is my giving, this my through my generosity, I want to honor you. Lord, I trust you with all my needs today and for the rest of my life." And what if your hand is like this, okay? Yung kamay natin ganito. Not willing to share or give anything out. Akin lang to. Pinaghirapan ko to. Pinag-ipunan ko to. Binigay sa akin to, sa akin na to. But you know, the truth is, when your hand is just closed, it's actually hard for God to reward you as well. Kasi sarado eh. Walang mailalagay sa kamay mo. Tama? Walang mailalagay sa kamay mo. Pero if it's just open, and you know that this is just a channel, Lord, this is just a channel, and I want to give, you are investing. How are you investing? How are you investing a solid investment in God? How are you digging a deep foundation and a strong and good foundation in God whenever you give? It's in this. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Ito yung binabanggit ni Paul when he was sharing 1 Timothy 6:19. Ito po yung binabanggit niya. Ito yung binabanggit niya. Ito yung verse na nasa isip niya when he was sharing that. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." That's the charge and that's the command of Jesus. Dahil ang pera nauubos, tama? Nauubos po yan. Yung bahay nyo pwedeng masunog, anayan, tapos. Yung mga kamag-anak nyo, alam nyo po ba that money is relative? Alam nyo po ba yun? When you have more money, that you have more relatives? Okay? And by that, yung mga kamag-anak natin, hindi natin maaasahan yan. And kahit yung mga sarili nating abilities, but this is what God said, "But lay up for yourselves, for ourselves, treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." What does this mean is that whenever we give to others, we are already putting an investment in our eternal lives. Because God is honored, and not just that. God is saying, since you gave that to others, kahit na kailangan mo yan, pero you stepped out in faith in giving that, in being generous, at di mo pinagdamot yan, God is able to provide for you. Whoever is trusted with little, God can trust him with much. And by that, God is saying, whenever you give to God or whenever you give to others, it's like this: for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Saan ba natin ginugugol yung oras natin? Saan ba natin binibigay? When it's always when I give to tithes and offering, whenever I give to missionaries, whenever I give to Real Life, whenever I give to other people in need, just as I honor God, you are already putting an investment. Naghuhukay ka ng good foundation so that a building will be built. And when time comes that God, that you are the one needing, God is, you had an investment in heaven already na ibababa nilang ni Lord. Bababa na lang ni Lord. I hope our hearts are treasured in honoring God. That's the treasure. Ibig sabihin, magbibigay ka kay God, bibigay ka kay God. Whenever you do this, I do it for God. That's your treasure, and there your heart will be also. It's in God. You don't have to worry about the future anymore because alam mo, aalagaan ka ni God kasi you have made an investment of giving and willingly sharing to others. That's an investment. Whenever you give away, God is able to bless you with many more that you could ever imagine and abundantly. Si Lord po yung bahala sa inyo. Sabihin niyo sa katabi mo, si Lord bahala sa iyo. So share and give. Lastly, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. What we're talking about here is also eternal life. Yes, it's important that there's an eternal effect, and we know that because God is honored, God is crediting to us an eternal value and also eternal investment wherein we don't have to worry about the future and even our death. Pagkamatay natin, because God has already saved us. We don't have to worry about the future because we have invested through giving. Now God is able to return all of that to us and we can trust Him by that. But most importantly, it's eternal life. All of this wealth that we have here is actually good. Pero if that's the center of your life, kaya nga nung sinabi ni Jesus, it's not between serving God and the devil. But it's serving God and money that would actually draw us away from God, but serving money. We would think that we have everything because we have money. But now, when we talk about eternal life, we go back to the verse. It's saying our lifestyle of generosity gets us a grip of eternal life. And not just us, but others also. Don't mistake me for saying this, na pagka nagbigay pala ako, I'll have eternal life. No, even in Ephesians, sinabi dito, for God, by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not on your own doing, not the result of your works. So let me just make it clear that whenever we give, it's not giving us one point of going to heaven. But it's even said in verse 10, susundan natin, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Our salvation, the eternal life that we have in Jesus Christ, is just a result, resulta lang yung mga good works na gagawin natin. All the good works that we can do, all the sharing that we can do, all the willingness of giving and helping others, all of that is just a result of our salvation and eternal life from God. And sinabi nga po doon, if we go back to the verse, sinabi natin kanina, take hold of. It's to hold something that is tangible. Ibig sabihin pala, the eternal life can be tangible to other people. Hindi lang siya basta, hindi ko nakikita, I look forward to that. But you can actually make it your own. Not just making it your own, but also making others hold tangibly of the eternal life that Jesus Christ has for them. When you give, it actually entails eternal life also. When you give to the honor of God. Let me just share with you an example. If you can remember these people from our Enact series, and kung wala po kayo dito, it's a series wherein we show the values and the mission of what we do here in every nation and as a church, as Victory. And by that, these two people are givers. The one on the left is Nanay Raquel. She's a helper. In our society today in the Philippines, many of the people are looking down to them, but you know what? God has a great purpose for her. And she understood that what she gives, as little as what she gives, is the greater purpose that when she gives to a missionary, she's giving to a cross-cultural missionary. Ibig sabihin po, Pilipino, pumupuntang ibang bansa para mag-share ng gospel doon, mag-disciple sa ibang bansa, so that when that person, that missionary, raised leaders of locals of that nation, Jesus would be made known in the whole nation. And through that giving, it caused for the preaching of God's word to be possible in that nation, and now eternal life was tangibly held on and made it by own by the people who received God's word and believed in the gospel just because of that giving. Because of the giving of this young man, Benedict Lucerio, a leader in Victory Alabang, a student leader, he actually partners and gives to a campus missionary also. A campus missionary like me, we go to the campuses week in, week out, wherein we preach the gospel, we disciple students, and we train leaders so that they will be the future leaders of our nation, of their future families, of their future businesses, of their future career. That's very important because when he gives, na a part nung baon niya, pero he knows that when he does that, when he gives, there's an eternal impact. Eternal life will be held on, will be received by the students who would hear the gospel, of whom na pinreach nung campus missionary na pinapartneran niya. Imagine that. Whenever you give, it's actually taking hold of the eternal life God has given you, enjoying that, and also knowing that others can take hold of the eternal life God has given to them. Because they people were sent out through their giving. I hope that whenever you give, even in this envelopes, it's not just gonna be about yung pag-real life lang, oh, wala ka lang machikan, sige, check ko na lang yan. But you know what? You are actually bringing, and you are empowering the dreams of scholars. Of scholars who could not support themselves in their education, but you are empowering their dreams that one day sila naman mag-aawon sa pamilya nila sa hirap. And sila mismo yung pamilya nila. You know what? Hindi lang pinag-aaral yung mga scholars na yan. They are being discipled also. And when they get discipled, they will know, yung pamilya ko, kailangan nila si Jesus, pupuntahan niya yung pamilya niya, in-invite niya sa church, sinasiran niya ng gospel, and a whole household was saved just because you have supported and you have partnered and given to the work of God. Whenever you give, it's not just for them to earn a living na pagbinigyan mo yung mga may hirap ng pera. I hope it's not just yung parang hanggang pagkain lang, and that's what real life does. Pag binibigay, pag when they support the scholars, not that so that they can have fish, so that they can learn how to fish. Ibig sabihin, not that they could just receive, subo lang lahat, bigay pera, but so that they could know how to be stewards of God's blessings also. Are we a good steward of God's blessing? We are blessed by God so that we can be channels for the eternal purposes of God for every human being on this earth. They represent families, they represent lives, they represent campuses, they represent government, they represent the education system, they represent the entertainment industry where I'm part of before. Okay, joke lang po. They support everything. You are giving to that for the eternal purposes of God. So that sinabi doon that they would take hold of the life that is truly life. What is the life that is truly life? And it's said in this verse when Jesus told this, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. All the things that you have and even your life, the thief is there to destroy that. But what God desires is that he came here on earth. He actually gave his life. He did not just give money, sige, ayan, madami na kayong pera, salba nyo yung sarili nyo sa mga kasalanan nyo. We cannot do that. But what God, Jesus did is that He came here on earth, gave His life, so that we can have it abundantly. And when you have it abundantly, part of that was being a blessing to others. God is blessing you and is wanting to bless you, not to look on the temporary things of this earth. Oh, these things are good. Money is good. It's just a tool. But when we put our lives on money, yun na lang yung pinagkakabisihan natin. Na tipong pag tinatanong ka, kamusta ka na? Ito, maganda yung trabaho ko. Madami yung kita. It's not, paano pag wala na yung trabaho? Paano pag nalumpo ka na? Paano pag wala na lahat? But I hope that your trust would be on the eternal God that we serve. It will have eternal impact in your life. Eternal impact with the people outside your life or even around you. It also has an impact to the lives of the people that they can hold on to the life abundantly just as you share to others. That when you share to others, you are pointing them to Jesus. When you give willingly, when you share willingly, you are not just giving, investing in your own life that si God naman bahala sa atin dahil nagbigay tayo ngayon, si Lord naman yung bahala sa atin because we trust Him, but also, importantly, the gospel is preached, eternal life is received by other people because you have sent someone to do so. You have been part of that. You have been part of what God is truly doing because you desire that the abundant life na na-experience mo kay God ngayon, hindi lang para sa'yo, pero para rin sa ibang tao na nangangailangan kay Jesus. Do you believe that? And by this, let me just share with you a quote wherein our generosity is dependent on our understanding of the character of God and the gospel. We can never be truly generous unless we know how generous God is that He has given His one and only Son. Our lack of generosity is also proportionate to our lack of understanding of God and the gospel. I hope we understand that this is who our God is. how generous our God is, that we can truly be generous also with the eternal purposes of God in your life and in the life of the people that need God also. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also give with him graciously give us all things? If we're being worried, ano ba yung, paano yung pwede kong panregalo sa mga inaanak ko? Ano ba yung pwede kong panregalo sa mga anak ko? Ano ba yung pwede namin kainin sa Noche Buena? Ano ba yung pwede kong future na ibigay sa anak ko? Saan paaralan ko kaya siya pwede pag-aralin? Pagtanda ko, sinong mag-aalaga sa akin? Paano ko magkakapera? The good investment is trusting God. That's the best investment. Trusting God, because He has already given His everything. Why not all these things that we will have here on earth? And by that, when God provides for you, also, you can be a blessing to other people. You can graciously give and share to others willingly, because you know that God is the source and it will have an eternal effect in your life, eternal investment in your life and in the life of the others. But most importantly, people can hold on to the eternal life that Jesus has given to them when the gospel is preached, when you give for God's honor and cause. By that, let me just leave you with this, that because of Christ's work, because of what Jesus Christ has done, the sacrifice, the giving of Himself to all of us, our good works has relevance. And not just a relevance that's of this world, but eternal relevance. It's relevant in helping people now, in our time, in the next generations, but also, most importantly, eternal relevance wherein God is honored and that you trust God with all of your life. Can I invite everyone to bow down right now and let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can be secured that when we store up things, Lord, for ourselves, we store up in good works, generosity, and willingness to share and give, because we want to honor you and we want to help others and be of help to the people who needs to know you also. Just as we take hold of the eternal life that you have given us, Lord, teach us to take hold also of the calling of making disciples, that whenever we give to your cause, whenever we give for your honor and glory, we believe, Lord, that we are not just investing for our life, knowing that I can give because I can trust you. Ikaw naman magbibigay ng kailangan ko. But also when I give generously to many people and to others that don't know you yet, and even to people that you are sending, I can be a part of that. That when I send them also through my giving, through my generosity, because of your generosity, people will be saved. Most importantly, they will know who you are. Probably you're here and you think that you've been too busy thinking of the temporary things, thinking of savings, investment, future plans in your life, that it costed you not sharing to others because akala mo lang para sa'yo lang yung buhay. God is able to bless you, but first we need to repent so that we can be trusted with little and in the future God could trust us with much. You know who you are, you don't have to raise your hand, but just pray a prayer to God right now. Speak to Him and he hears you. Lord, you heard our prayers. We repent, Lord God, sa karamutan namin, God. That whenever there are times, Lord, of opportunity to give, pero nag-hold back kami, thinking, Lord, ito na nga lang yung sa amin, mababawasan pa ba to? Lord, we repent of not trusting you, but trusting our own resources. We repent of looking at the temporary things na dapat meron ako nito. But Lord, instead, we pray, Lord, to teach our hearts to trust you. That when I give, yes, physically, nabawasan yung pera ko, nabawasan yung mga gamit ko, pero it's going to be okay because you will provide for us anyway. And not just that, I pray and I hope that whenever I give, this would be an opportunity for others to know you. As I invest, Lord, by giving, I know that you would take care of me, and also let this be a blessing to many people so that your word would be preached whenever I give to people for your cause. May you be honored in Jesus' name.